you've done something.
How not unless you did it off the air, not on. I can't afford it.
No, I would not do it on.
Okay.
I don't want you guys speechless on the air. That would be no good.
What's happening, Kevin?
You know, it's starting to pick up a little bit. You know, you see these different watch lists coming out, and kind of that's the first maybe preamble to the start of the season. And
man, it needs to get here.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I'm tired of hearing about certain professionals who haven't signed their contracts, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So is today or tomorrow the slowest day of the year?
It must be because there is absolutely nothing tomorrow.
I think the day after the All-Star game is the slowest sports day of the year.
Well, that's why, you know, I was telling Dave, Jim Rome had a segment today basically talking about that. You know, we're stuck here talking about, you know, Draymond Green getting into altercations back on campus, Pokemon Go, all sorts of stuff that's going on.
Nothing, in other words.
Pretty much Zippo.
Nothing.
Yeah. And last night, the home run derby didn't help anything out.
I didn't even watch it.
Yeah.
Well, 61 home runs by Giancarlo Stanton, Kevin.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's good. He's very capable, although he's had a terrible year. That's what he does.
If he could have the Rockies reliever throwing to him, he'd have 61 in a week in the majors, but he hadn't done that.
Are you bagging on your team?
Yes, I am. It's happening. We got to the All-Star break, and it's happening.
Because it usually happens earlier.
Usually in late April.
Oh, Kevin, you should have got – he was – a few weeks ago, they were like four back in the wild card, and Monty was all sorts of excited.
He was giddy. The rotation and –
Well, yeah. I mean, when you're
and I had to suffer.
There's other teams I follow that I'd be just as excited if they were that close at some point in the season.
Anybody we know?
Where are you going with that one?
Not going anywhere with that one.
He's taking cheap shots
today.
Listen,
I've got another call.
Hope springs eternal, Kevin. You know that.
It does. I know. I'd like to find that. Spring.
Yeah.
Before we move into some of that football talk, how about Mason Finley going to the Olympic Games?
Spectacular.
He had the two longest throws of the entire event in the qualifying and the finals.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
You guys sent him a new Wyoming shirt to wear?
We've sent him several things, yeah.
Okay.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
I think he's graduated, right? So.
Yeah, he has.
Yeah, that can
You know, I was talking to the track guys the other day. He's lost nearly 100 pounds.
So he was like 400, wasn't he?
Oh, well over 400.
Yeah.
And I would say this. He was the biggest guy I've ever seen at Wyoming because not only is he a heavy guy, a big guy, he's tall. I mean, he's just a giant of a guy. And I saw those photos of him at the Olympic trials, and that's not even the same guy.
Hmm.
I mean, I think nearly 100 pounds.
Wow!
And obviously, made him quicker, and I think it's a tough thing when you have a great throw, and then you've got to start all over the next day. That's a difficult thing. They used to do it on the same day,
mm-hmm.
but you got to wait and do it the next day. That's got to put even more pressure on you. And when you think about what's at stake for you, you've got to do well for that. To represent your country, I can't imagine the pressure. I don't think I'd be able to sleep that night worrying about it, but didn't bother him at all. And I'll tell you something else. He did it in some poor conditions, and maybe it's because he'd done that in conditions that were less than ideal during his career. But what a phenomenal effort, remarkable, and how could you be more proud?
His reward is he gets to go to Rio.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people used to want to take vacations there.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Not much now. But
sort of like the old saying, other than that, how'd you enjoy the play, Mrs. Lincoln?
Yeah.
We had the throws coach over at Wyoming on, Paul Barrett, last Friday, talking about it right before Mason was getting ready to throw, and he, of course, you know, he's a little biased, but very confident, and told us how, you know, he got to Laramie, and very interesting talking to Paul about Mason. I'm sure he's very proud as
well. Yeah, that's who I was talking to as well. He is extremely proud. And he continues to say, I didn't have anything to do with it. But I think he had a little something to do with it.
Being 6'6 or whatever and 400 pounds, I guess 300 now, is probably helps out a little too.
Yeah.
You know what you're, if you're going to be in track and field, you know where you're headed.
I saw that picture. He's a little over 300 pounds.
Yeah, I think he's about 340 or so. Okay. But, you know, as Paul was saying, he has always had great feet, and his footwork is just terrific. He said losing that weight made him quicker, and I can't help this. I think about this every time. But can you imagine him as a left tackle? And I always do that. Every time I see some great athlete, I always think about, well, what a tight end he could make or what a left tackle. I don't know why I do that, but I'm thinking to myself, Mason Finley at left tackle at 6'7 or 6'6, 340 pounds. With those feet, he'd probably be in the NFL.
But I think we all do that, and
we do.
And sometimes there's a reason why they don't play football.
Oh yeah,
and you know it just doesn't translate well to the game, the size, the physical body right there. You see, heck yeah, but there's obviously a reason, I guess. I know
some guys just don't want to play football.
Right,
and he. Was obviously very good at this as a young guy growing up, and that was his passion, and that's what he wanted to do. And just because he's a big guy doesn't mean, well, you have to play football.
Mm-hmm.
No, not necessarily at all. But I always thought that about Reggie Slater.
Oh, yeah.
I thought to myself, what a tight end he would make, or a defensive end. But he didn't want to do that. He wanted to play basketball. That's what he wanted to do. Just because he's a big, quick guy doesn't mean he has to play that sport. And so that's unfair, really. But I always think that way.
I do too. Have you caught any of Larry Nance or Josh Adams in their summer league games, Kevin?
I caught some of Larry Nance. Wow. It's just amazing how he's matured in that league, and what he's the sky's the limit for him, it seems to me. He's just doing so well and adapting so well. It's great to see. It really is.
Without Kobe Bryant and that show, I'm interested to see how that young team changes next year, because they're no doubt going to be really young. And if, you know, Larry got plenty of playing time last year, but will that pick up? I mean, is this going to help him? I'm really interested to see how his career changes next year in Los Angeles.
I know. I think everybody is.
Because he seems like a real fan favorite to me.
Oh, yeah. I think he is. But new coaching staff, and that sometimes is good. It's sometimes not so good. But I can't imagine anybody not seeing Larry, especially in the summer league, watching him play, thinking, well, he can be a big piece of our puzzle. And he's just done so well. Sometimes guys are drafted like that and they never pan out. He seems to have just embraced that and gotten himself better and more ready. Had a few injury setbacks, but he looks in these games like he's ready to go and ready to be a factor. I think that's so exciting.
I feel sorry for Josh Adams getting stuck on a team with Jim or Fedette. Oh my God!
And why do you say that?
That's like being rewarded with a trip to Rio. You get to the NBA and you got to be on a team with Jim or Fedette. Give me a break.
Josh hasn't played a whole lot.
No,
I know that much, and so I don't know how that bodes for him. But I think he'll still play somewhere. Maybe it's going to be overseas somewhere, but he's got basketball left to play. And I hope it's the NBA, but if it's not, it'll be someplace where he can still show everybody what he can do.
Guys keep backing out. He might be in Rio a couple of weeks from now.
Well, you got Rio on the mind.
He's on it. Kevin, saw some pictures going up with some of the improvements to War Memorial Stadium with the ribbon boards going in, and then is that the new scoreboard, the new video board, is that going to be the biggest in the Mountain West? I thought I read somewhere.
I think so.
Okay.
I think it's It's not the biggest in the West, I don't think, but
in the league, though.
I think it might be in the league. Yeah, it's they've got all the steel work up right now, and it's pretty impressive. We were looking at it at lunch, and I'm going, "Wow, that's a big structure." And of course, the wind was blowing over here about 70 miles an hour yesterday. I don't know how they stayed up there to put it together, but of course the girders are probably 80 tons or something, so even our wind can't do damage there. But it's up as far as most of the steelwork, so they're coming along.
Dave, be able to read it?
I'm sorry?
David, be able to read it?
I think we have a bad connection.
I don't mean it like this is disparaging by any stretch. The importance of those things at War Memorial Stadium, what is that for the new video board and stuff? You know, is it, you know, what's the main importance in the reasoning for putting those in?
Well, it's for the fans primarily, and get them more informed, have more things involved. It's all about the entertainment of it, as we all know these days, we've had the same board down there since Dave was a child, and we needed to get something new and updated, and certainly that's what we've done. It's going to be, I think, just a better show for our fans.
Which day?
When I was a child, it was lit by kerosene, though, so they have updated a little bit over the years.
Yeah. Yeah, that board we had when we were growing up was there for a long time.
Yeah, it was.
It really was. It was down at the north end, and then we got a new board and ended up moving that one to the south end. So that was the board that we just took down on that south end. That was, I think, the second generation of scoreboards for the stadium. It had been around for a while.
Definitely so. Good stuff.
Like some of the rest of us.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Always good to catch up, Kevin, and I hope you're just as excited to come on the show next Tuesday.
I assure you I will be.
All right. Take it easy, Kevin.
See you guys.
All right. See you.
Bye. Bye-bye.